You're listening to the Wicked Awesome 80s Show on Light Rock 105. It's Amy, it's Heather, and we're going to talk about something that you probably took part in back in the 80s.
It's all about how we played music back in the 80s. You know, vinyl was just kind of like getting a little older. 8-tracks were so 70s. In the 80s, the big way we listened to music, at least for the first part of the 80s, cassettes.
That's right. And do you still have some of your cassettes?
I have tons of cassettes.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. And you know what? Really only one way to play them still. I still have the boombox that I was given when I graduated high school. It was the gift that I wanted so badly in 1989.
So I had the same thing. I asked for this little Sony pink stereo. It was a cassette player where I taped all of my favorite songs from the radio on blank cassettes.
Right. And maybe made a mixtape for your loved one.
Oh, yeah. I remember I had this boyfriend. He made me a mixtape. And REO Speedwagon was on it.
Oh,
and I was
like,
oh my God, this kid is so cute.
It's so great. I remember my radio, it had a dual cassette.
Oh,
so
yes.
So I could transfer songs from one tape to the other.
Lucky.
And it was amazing. And sometimes you could hit a button and fast forward and it would stop at the empty space so it would cue up songs.
So good.
Right? That's
yes.
How I think I got my first DJ stripes, you know?
Yes. Now, was the Sony Walkman, was that a cassette or was that CD or just radio? What was that? I can't remember now.
Oh, it was definitely a cassette.
Sony introduces the only cassette player as small as a cassette case. The incredible sounding Super Walkman.
I had the yellow one. Remember
that? Oh, yeah. You had everything.
I would plug it in, okay? Cue up Journey, Frontiers, Side A, starting with Separate Ways.
Yep.
Side one would end at Faithfully, and I would go to sleep that way with my Walkman in my hand.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. That's
oh my
how
God.
I lived my life in 1983.
That is adorable. So you were that kid just bouncing all around the house with that yellow Walkman. That's awesome.
The CDs came out later in the 80s, and the first commercially available audio CD player, the Sony CDP-101, was released in October in 1982 in Japan.
Do you remember how they sold CDs in those long rectangular cardboard boxes, like an album cover?
Yeah, well, they right? had to make them look big and appealing next to the old vinyl, you
That's
know?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Which gave you a lot of stuff. But I also treasured my stereo that I had stacked up, and it was in a glass
yes.
cabinet. Remember
yes.
that? You could store your vinyl underneath your cassette mm-hmm. tapes and the turntable on top,
yep.
and you'd lift the top. Love that thing.
So good.
Yeah.
I want to find the pink Sony box, my old box. All right, you want to cue up your old Sony?
Frontiers, Journey, Side One, Song One. Here we go, Separate Ways.
Oh my God.
On the Wicked Awesome 80s Show on Light Rock 105.
Can we share headphones?
Apart, hearts broken in two. true love.